The federal law says broadcast stations must give political candidates equal access to the airwaves. Dan Neal says his Democratic opponent, incumbent Donna Howard, is behind the move to take him off the air. Howard denies demanding his removal, although, as his opponent, it is up to her to invoke the equal access provision. Neal also questions how his job as a sports analyst could help his political bid. But it's not what he talks about that matters to the law, just his time. Lawyer John King specializes in FCC law and has worked with KUT on such matters in the past.
Every time he or she uses the station, regardless whether that use relates to their candidacy or not, creates an equal opportunity for all other candidates for that office also to use the station. It's a fairness concept.
Neal has known for a while that he would most likely have to take a break from the air. He told KUT back in January that he'd be surprised if Howard didn't bring up the equal access provision. But Harvey Kronberg says posting negative remarks on Facebook about his removal has generated positive political publicity. Kronberg edits Quorum Report, a political newsletter.
This early in the cycle, anything that is free media that generates conversation and that creates a sympathetic challenger is obviously good politics, and all of those things work for Neal.
For now, equal access is sticking with TV and radio, but as more traditional media outlets move to the web, there could be a push to monitor those sites as well, specifically deciding whether bloggers who are paid by political candidates or parties need to let their readers know about those contributions. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.